that the Aron Kodesh and the Shulchan and both of the Mizbechas had rings attached to them. And those rings were functioning to hold the rods with which those items were carried. It's Pesukim Meforoshim. And the Meshech Chacham is Medayik, that the rings are explained in the Pesukim differently, for some reason. He says that the rings of the Shulchan and the two Mizbechas, the rings are called Batim Labadim, that they are houses for the rods. Right, you have the rings, and the rods are inside the rings, and the rings are houses for the rods. So that's by the Shulchan and both Mizbechas, it calls them Batim Labadim. And says the Meshech Chachma, if you look by the Aron, it does not call the rings Batim Labadim. The rings are not called houses of the rods. So what's a pshat? So he says, because what's a bias? A bias is something that the inhabitant of the bias is frequently there, often there, but not always there. You're not locked in forever. You don't have to be there. You're just often found there. That's what a bias is. Vemela, the rings of the Shulchan and the two Mizbechas are called Batim Labadim, because the Batim are allowed to be taken out. Just, they're often there, but they're allowed to be removed from those rings. However, the Batim of the Aron are not allowed to be removed from those rings. They forever have to be there. That's what the pasuk says. You're not allowed to take them out. But Mela, it's inappropriate to call the rings of the rods of the Aron Batim Labadim, that they're a house. That's not a house. A house is not something that you're forever locked into. A house is something that you can sometimes leave. Since the rods are never allowed to leave the rings of the Aron, it's inappropriate to call them houses of the rods. So is Medayik the Meshech Chachma. So, with that idea, the Gemara says on Chavav that there's a mitzvah sukkah that the Rashi explains that the Hagdara of the mitzvah is Teshuv Kein Tadur. That's the Hagdara the Chazal teach us of this mitzvah. And Memela, anything that fits in with Teshuv Kein Tadur, just like the rings of the Shulchan and the two Mizbechas are called a house, anything that's normal by a house is how the framework of the Chiyuv Mitzvah Sukkah is going to be. And anything that's not will permit a person to dismiss himself from the Mitzvah Sukkah because it won't be part of the Chiyuv. So, Memela, the Gemara says that if you have a need to go somewhere, and Holchei Drachim, for example, so Holchei Drachim are Potter because that's Teshuv Kein Tadur tells us that they are that the Hagdara, the framework of the mitzvah, is when a person, whatever a person normally does at home and normally does outside of the house, the same would apply for the sukkah. So since a person normally goes on trips, whenever it is, so that's when, so therefore by sukkah also, the framework of the mitzvah will allow for that, and that will still be a kiyum of the mitzvah sukkah, even when you're on your trip. Not that the trip is the kiyum of the mitzvah, but you're still mekayim the mitzvah when you're back from your trip and you're in your sukkah, because and you're allowed to leave for the trip because that's what the mitzvah sukkah, the framework of the mitzvah, allows. So now there's a Rashi that points out the diuk in the Rashi, or it's mefurish in the Rashi, that So everyone realizes, notices the word bederech b'schayra. Rashi chose to say that it's not just bederech, but it's bederech b'schayra. And in the Igris Moshe, he shtels on that and basically says that from what Rashi's telling us is that it has to be a trip of necessity. Rashi is adding in the word schayra because if your outing is not an outing of necessity, like schayra, a person has to have schayra, has to have income, so too if your trip is not a trip of necessity, you're just going because you want to, so that would not be permissible. And that's what Rashi's teaching us. Whereas the Gemara doesn't say it, But that's what Rashi's teaching us. That's Reb Moshe is bringing from this Rashi, and Reb Moshe says that Hare, the Gemara Menachos teaches us that Beidin Derischa, there's Einshim even for a person who excuses himself from a mitzvah saseh, even in a way which is structurally allowed. In other words, if you somehow figure out a way to excuse yourself from mitzvah saseh in a way that you're legitimately excused, nevertheless, Beidin Derischa, there's going to be Einshim for such a thing. So Memela says, Ramosha, so you can't, not just that you shouldn't, but you can't go on a trip that if you don't need to excuse yourself, you cannot do that.
So it's not din sukkah, the schayv, it's a din in rizcha.
No, he's saying that Rashi's telling us that it is a din in sukkah. So he's saying in Rashi, but he's adding, he's it seems from the Lashon that he's saying two separate things. The Lashon is when he mentions this Gemara Menachos, he says v'gam beloize, even without the Rashi, ne'anashim al asei b'idin rischa, etc., etc. So it sounds like he's saying it's a different idea. It's not
but it's different worlds. It's a Rashi. It's,
he's saying there's two reasons. He's saying a tshuva. Two reasons not to go.
Yeah.
Halacha. According to Rashi, you're being mivat on essay every step of the way.
That's what it seems like he's saying. Yeah. When the outing is not a necessary outing, you're being mivat on a sukkah. Yes. That's what it sounds like. So that's Ramosha and that tshuva. Rishlam Zalman, it's brought b'shem Rishlam Zalman that also the lashon is asur la'arich tiyulim b'chag ha'sukkos li'patir mi'sukkah sheharei yochel lehakdim or la'acher hatiyulim liyoyim acher. Rishlam Zalman is saying again, you could take this outing if it's a non-required outing. So you could take this outing before Yontif or after Yontif. You could have done it before and you can still do it after. So Mamela, you have no right to do it now. What's his raya? He brings the Magen Avraham that Magen Avraham says that if a person in Tav Reish Mem, Magen Avraham says if a person drinks a mashke hamishalshel, a laxative, let's call it, some drink that's going to cause him to need the restroom frequently. So nevertheless, yichayev besukkah. A person who takes that drink is chayev besukkah. Magen Avraham says afal pishem mitzdayer, lefisha hayaloi lasa zois koydem hachagor achrav. So afal pishem mitzdayer, even though you're now mitzdayer, Magen Avraham says, you still are chayev in sukkah because you could have, should have done it before or after Yontif. Who told you to do it now?
So a person who works and he can't go on a trip.
A person who
only has vacation on Sukkot.
A person. Yeah. Oh, so it sounds like
make you another week.
Well, you can't. You work.
It sounds like if that's your, let's say you, where this is most accentuated is if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you're part of the system. That's when the vacation is, and that's when the family's home, and that's when you're home, and that's the only time you could take a trip. And Chalila, if you take a trip any other time, your things will fall apart. So Memela, if that's it, so it comes out that you couldn't have done it before, and you can't do it after, right? So according to in that scenario, it would seem like according to Shlom Zalman Bimutter. Let's say it's slightly different.
Why is Teal's different than a the Mishalshel? Why are you gonna? Why is that the same thing? Why?
Because again, Mishalshel and Teal's the same thing.
Put yourself in a situation you don't have the
Mishalshel. Magen Avraham says you could have done it before Yontif, and you can't even do it after Yontif. So if the scenario is that you could not have done it before because that was not yet Bein Zmanim and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so if you couldn't have done it before and your kids weren't off and your wife wasn't off and you weren't off and you can't do it after because the day after Yontif already starts everything again back to normal life, and you can't do it after, you couldn't have done it before. So it's not true to say you could have done it before. I couldn't have.
You have to do it.
We're talking about. You have to.
You have to be with the
Sarah.
No, you have to be
with the Sarah. So saying a different Sarah.
Technically, if I had a choice, I could take it
to the Sarah.
Here or there. This place has a Sarah. So go to the place with the Sarah.
He's not going with Sarah.
There's a point
we have.
Shomazaman's not going with the Moshe Sarah.
Okay, and if you
could take it after, you might have to get off from work.
If you stay late.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's not called that you can equivalently take it after.
You have to be the
Again, if there's a real nafkamina in doing it after, then it's called that you can't do it after. According to Ramesha, let's take the same scenario. According to Ramesha, it's not the fault that if you could have done it before, could have done it after. But according to Ramesha, let's say that you live in Yerushalayim in a teeny little apartment of 700 square feet, and you have 17 kids, and everyone's home, and it's Chol HaMoed, and like in Mitzrayim when they had the Shishim Bekeres Echad, so obviously it says Mipnei HaDoichak that they're very stressed. I can't imagine why, but anyway, so if that's causing you a necessity to leave the house and take everyone on some kind of an outing before everyone starts beating each other up, so if that's if you really need to leave. So according to Rav Moshe also, even if you could have done it before Yontif, and you could do it after Yontif, but right now, everyone's driving each other crazy in your little two-bedroom apartment with 17 kids, so you need to get out. So now you need to get out, even if you could have done it before, and even if you can do it after. It's not a vorta before and after, according to Rav Moshe. The point is that now you need to, so now you need to. So of course, if you could find a place with the sukkah, that's something else, which we'll get to. But the vorta is that...
Isn't it the same thing?
Isn't it the same thing? No, right, even if you could have done it last week.
I assume Sam was just giving a hecha timsa.
So leave your wife.
The word is, it has to be a tzrichasa.
No. There's a big difference. You could have gone to the bishop a week before, but I'm a chag. Are you mechuyav to take the bishop a week before as opposed to doing it on the chag?
I did take a trip before. But today, Chol HaMoed, I need it. Even if I did the whole week till Erev Yom on the trip.
Who said Rav Shlomo Zalman would disagree with that?
Rav Shlomo Zalman would agree with that case.
Okay. He would agree with that also.
In that case.
Should I take a business trip?
You have to do once a month. Point out a business trip that you could have done before.
So if that's, you want to learn, it's two separate things. So I don't, where does Shlomo Zalman get this, where does he get this idea about before?
Where did Magen Avraham get it from? Where did Magen Avraham get it from?
Magen Avraham could also, I don't know, because they could all mean like Rav Moshe, it's a tzrichasa.
If I could have done before, but I can't do it after, and now I'm stuck, and I can't do it?
What? You could have
what? That's not a tzrichasa. I could have done before, but I can't do it after. No, doing it after. I could have done it before, but I didn't. So now it's
a
tzrichasa.
Rashi
would hold
you
could do it also.
But if it comes out, you might not be able to do it anymore.
Let's say Rav Moshe, let's say I have a business deal and I decide to make it on Shabbat. Okay, so
I'm being pushed to go weiter, so we're going to do that. In the Sefer Ha'aris, the Shurim of Eliashiv, he brings this Rav Moshe. And he says that I don't understand what Rav Moshe is talking about, because since today the normal is to take trips, so how's it any different from Schoira? That is what's normal to do. And since that's what's normal to do, could be in those days people didn't go on trips unless it was for Schoira. People didn't really go on trips. It was Sakana in those days, whatever the word was. But since that's normal today, so he says, that should fit in perfectly to your Teshuva Kein Teduru. And therefore your Patur Min HaSukkah. So why is Schoira any different than a trip today? That's A. And B, he says that the second Taina that Rav Moshe has from the Gemara Menachos, he says again, that also... That vart is that a person's excusing himself from the mitzvah. Here, you're not excusing yourself from the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do what's frequently done. Frequently, I'm in my house, but sometimes I also leave my house. I didn't excuse myself from the mitzvah. That's how you do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you're often home, but sometimes not home. You leave sometimes when you want to or need to, or that's what the mitzvah is. So you're not excusing yourself from the mitzvah. Adarabba, here, that's, you're doing the mitzvah. That's the structure of the mitzvah. The Mela, he says that the Lashon Schoira and Rashi, he says, must be lav dafka, because why should it be any different than anything else? That's how he...
Rashi, do you have a kiyum mitzvah out on the trip?
I don't think you have a kiyum mitzvah out on the trip. It's not a bittul mitzvah. There's no kiyum at that moment.
It's mutter, it's not potter.
But he's saying something more. He's throwing something in.
Because he says you want to do it.
Yeah. Now, Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Mem, Sif Ches, says, Zela Shoinai Hoch Drachen Bayam Turm and Sukh Bayam Bachelam Balila without any Schaira, no Schaira. Mr. Brewer says the Teshwa came to Duru Am Rachmana. Viadua, Kshadam Darba Besoy Bishari Maisa Shana, Aina Nimna Milinisoya, Leaza Inyan. Leaza Inyan.
Doesn't matter what.
Doesn't seem to be taking well, Rashi's.
Shulchan Aruch leaves out the words Schora and Sarach.
This is it.
Right. Yeah. And that Mishnah Berurah says exactly that. Le'eze Inyan. Umeniach is Beisle. V'chein hu adin. Besukah. The Ramah says, Masha Chayavim Belaila. Ramah, that which it says that Yechai Belaila is a dafka k'sheyuchal limtzoy sukkah. If you can find the sukkah. Avalim einam moitzim sukkah. Yuchal leilech ledarkoy af sheloy yeshvu ba loyoyim veloy laila. K'sharim moitz hashana she'enam meniach darkoy mishum Beisle. Very simply, Mishnah Berurah on that says, "Afiluim hu yodeya bebeisai shebederech shahilech layimta sham sukkah." Even if at home, when you're planning a trip, you know you will not find a sukkah over there in that particular location. This is Mishnah Berurah explaining, going on the Ramah. Afilu hachi muter latzeis mibeisai. The klal biyadenu teishu kein taduru. Very simply.
So, hotel's not considered teishu kein taduru.
Why?
Because when you go out and you're going to stay at a hotel on the way there, does that become your teshu kein taduru? Then if that's the case, then even though you're going out during sukkahs, you would be required to do that because you would do that during the year, according to this far.
So thing, you're never really leaving a house. You're always having a makom dira.
Right.
Because I have my house, okay. And when I'm away, I have a dira in the hotel. So I should mechuyev to leave the hotel room to get a sukkah.
Well, it's normal to go to your house to go to a hotel.
Right, so I'm asking,
if I sleep in the
like,
car,
now like your house.
Yeah, so I mean, sometimes I don't have a dira.
Not a house.
I leave my house and I'm in the street, so I don't have to go in the sukkah. Right. But if I have a house.
It's a hotel.
A hotel's a makom dira.
Yeah, if you go to your summer home, you need a sukkah. You go to a hotel, you're on the road.
A hotel, it could be a makom dira.
They had tents.
All this is
the oil. Why
should it be
whatever it is?
Just not to be in sukkah, but not to eat and drink. Why is it all the same? They should begin to do it. To go, but in the meantime, don't eat anything.
Yeah.
Fine, there's a difference between Belaila, you're still Bederech, or Beyishuv. So he's saying, Claude, if you're going into the Yishuv, you're going to play the
Sukkah. Otherwise, how do you learn Hoche, Drachim, Biyom, and not Belaila?
Taisa says.
I'm saying, you have to learn like you're saying. Otherwise, what's the case?
You're out of your house.
He's going to Biyom and he's Chai Belaila. Where is he? He came home, he came back home, he's on.
Okay, so now there's a different Shuva in Igris Moshe, Ebenezer, Chelik Dalat, Simon Lamed Beis. That there, Ramesha seems to be a little bit more lenient and says that, let's say you have a guy who's visiting Eretz Yisrael and this is his only trip. Maybe it sounds like Shlomo Zalman a little bit, but whatever. He has this trip and this is the only time that he can go to see the kever of Rabbi Yochanan HaSadler. Is the only time he could go and do that, which he's been dreaming his whole life to do, is on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Ain loy al zeh rak yamim mu'atim, shulai etzloy hu tzorich mamish. And this is his whole life dream was to see Rabbi Yochanan Sandler where he's buried and everything. He was named after him, so it's for maybe for him that's a tzorich mamish. Loy inyan tiul v'hana ba'alma. Re'iyas amakaymas hu loy tzorich gadol. Shulai lechein lezeh mistabrish amutarim ein a yochal liyos oid yamim. If he can't do this trip after Yantiv because he has to fly back to America, whatever, if that's what he's limited Mitzumtzum in his opportunities, so then it would be mutter. Just because you just want to go on a trip, okay. Therefore, he just concludes. V'chein k'sheyesh lo yeza yamim l'tayel achar hasukkas, ein rishai af be'eretz Yisrael leilich liros b'makom shelo yu. Same. So it sounds like it's the same idea, like Rosh Hashanah Zaman. But okay, let's leave it. It sounds like it's the same idea. So then there's a famous Yisrael Rosh Hashanah Avoda, which basically in a few lines or less seems to be exceedingly machmir. And says that because of the mitzvah sukkah, lefize mechuyev adam lizar v'lo yetze kol shivas yamim ma'sukkah klal uklal im loy ledaver hechrechi me'oyv. And he says that therefore, if you need to go out into the house for whatever hechrechi thing me'oyv that you need to do, As soon as you're done, miyad chayev loshav lasukah ki im yishem me'at yosim mikidei tzorcha bebayis. If you dilly dally even a bit momentarily beyond what you must be in the house, oiver al mitzvus asei shel besukas tishvu. Val kol rega v'rega shesha bebeisoi chutz lasukah aloy dvar hechrechi oiver al mitzvus asei min ha-Torah. These words are very hard to stomach because, again, let's say you're in the house on a non-sukkah day, and so the guy comes to deliver something outside, and so you have to open the door to get the thing from outside. That's your daber hechrechi. Once you're outside, you see that the kid left his tricycle, and so you're moving the tricycle, and while moving the tricycle, you say hello to the Pliny who's walking his dog, and after the Pliny's walking his dog, you just take a look at, you know, just want to see how the guy who cut the tree the other day, if he did a good job. You don't immediately run home as if this bullet's being fired at you, right? Even in NMB, because that's normal, you dilly-dally, that's normal. So why all of a sudden you're over a mitzvah, you can't. It's very surprising. Al-Gupanim, just to conclude, we have a minute to conclude? To conclude, there's a tshuva from Rav Eliashiv that seems to be, that he basically says it's usser, even though when he was explaining to Rav Moshe, he tines and clears up the Rav Moshe, says it's mutter, but in a tshuva he says it's usser, because he says, Bavare olav lahachnis es atzma lechiv kiyo mitzvah, veloy lafkiyas atzma mina mitzvah. And he's speaking as a Yerushalmi, a person should do what he needs to do to put himself into a chiyuv and not to remove himself from a chiyuv. And he brings from Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says that you have to the Yerushalmi, more in Kiddushin, Kabed es Hashem Ehoincha, says Yerushalmi, Ase Sukkah Lulav Shoyver Tzvilin Tzitzis. That if you have the ability to do it, you should do it. So he says, so therefore Mele, if you have the ability to mechayiv yourself, you should be mechayiv yourself. And he says also, we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, is the Tosfos and Pesachim brings, that even if you don't have a certain item for a mitzvah, like a tefillin or whatever, yesh lo lachzer lahavi atzmei lidei chiyuv, kedei eshkechem b'moshe shehaya toiv likanis l'eretz Yisrael, kedei l'kayim mitzvah sheba. So, again, that's all very nice, but as he already explained, if the structure of the mitzvah is teshu kein taduru, all other mitzvahs, you should try to do the mitzvah, because without that, you're not doing the mitzvah. But here, the structure of the mitzvah is that sometimes don't do it. So, how to reconcile the two, I don't know. But that's what he already explained, that's the structure of the mitzvah. So it's not the pshat that you're not doing the mitzvah. That's how to do the mitzvah. Not that during the trip, you're mekayim mitzvah. But that's how to do the mitzvah. Do it most of the time. That's how to do it. So, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Would you say about if you can plan your trip in a place that has a sukkah there?
So that about that. Okay, I didn't bring this.
I'm saying you have to do that. So I can take two trips. One of them there's a place that there's a sukkah. One of them there's a place that there's no sukkah.
There is a lashon in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah,
but again, if it's structure according to the Torah, why would you have to?
Yeah, what's your,
again,
what's
why would you have to plan if it's Tishvu Kein Tadur? It's Tishvu Kein Tadur. I don't need to plan. Why should I plan?
I'm saying, but.
No, because that happens.
No, what do you mean? Because
I usually go out of my house to do things, so I'd go out now.
I usually go to whichever hotel is cheaper. That's what I usually do. Or whichever hotel.
Yeah, that hotel, there's no option.
You can buy with a sukkah.
What
I usually say all year, I
no, I don't know what exactly
all things being equal. All things being equal.
So much
Achas. Because I can do a trip.
Because Teshu Kinduru is the
usually. Tell me you don't get a mitzvah. In other words, that's what Yashiv means. Would you say, Lamashal, that